Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of who you are in Christ. We've seen the fact that we're a new creation. We've been made the righteousness of God. All of our sins have been washed away. We've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We now have no guilt or condemnation because we're right before God. We're children of God, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. We have a covenant with God. We have an inheritance that belongs to us. All the promises of God are ours, and we can become a partaker of the divine nature through the promises of God. God's freely given you all things. And we've seen that now the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. We've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And now we've been given the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ that we can live by. We've been dealt the measure of faith. We have like precious faith. And with that faith, the faith of God, we can speak to our mountains and they will be removed, and it brings forth victory through our faith. God's a God who gives us the victory. He's made us more than a conqueror, and He's promised that we will always triumph in all things in Christ when we walk in His ways, because greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. We're going to continue today and talk on more about who we are in Christ in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. The Bible says this, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." You need to understand that you do not have a spirit of fear that has come from God. Any spirits of fear that would be affecting you in your life are from the devil. God doesn't bring fear. He's the one that brings power and of love and of a sound mind. He has delivered you out of fear. And you need to realize the Bible says over and over and over, fear not. Fear is what the devil uses to steal the blessings of God from you. He causes you to have fear in order to cause you to draw back instead of being a bold witness. Fear that you aren't going to be able to accomplish something, a fear of failure, so you draw back rather than moving forth in the things that God wants you to do. Fear that you won't be able to be successful in some endeavor, and so he stops you from going forth. God wants fear out of your life. He's not given you a spirit of fear. In fact, Luke 1:74 says this, that he would grant us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him, we can serve the Lord, without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. God's delivered you out of fear. Fear is not to be involved in your life. It's not to be directing you. Every time fear comes against you, you resist that. Because that's of the devil. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13 says this, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness." The word power is the word exousia in the Greek, meaning authority. "Who hath delivered us from the authority of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." That's the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have been translated into the kingdom. Now, kingdom is the position of ruling and reigning. Kings rule and reign. And we get this word kingdom. Dom is short for domain. Kingdom is a king's domain. A domain is the territory or the realm over which the king rules. And we, as kings, under the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, we are to rule and reign because we have been brought into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus. So this is the position of ruling and reigning in the Lord. And in fact, over in Luke chapter 12, verse 31, it says this, "But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you." We are exhorted to seek the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:33 says this, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek the rule and the reign of God. Learn how this thing works. And your righteousness, all your rights and privileges, and then all the things that you have need of will be added unto you. You know why? Because you'll be dealing with the real cause and effect of everything in your life. Life is spiritual. everything that is going on in your life has a spiritual effect over it. Life is spiritual. Everything is either being blessed by God or the stealing, killing, destruction that's coming from the devil. And you need to seek first the kingdom, the rule and the reign of God. When you learn how the rule and the reign of God works through God's word, and as you walk by faith and speak his word, take authority over the enemy and release the blessings of God, you are going to see God's rule be manifest in your life. And as you seek this and know your rights and privileges, everything that you have need of will be added unto you. In Romans chapter 5, verse 17, the Bible says this, "Much more they which receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ." You and I have received grace. We've received the abundance of grace. And we have received of the gift of righteousness. Remember, righteousness is a free gift. Freely we've received it. We've been justified freely by his grace. And it says, because we have this gift of righteousness and the abundance of grace, we can reign in life by Jesus Christ. God wants you to rule and reign. You know, so many Christians today, they don't realize that they're supposed to rule and reign over the enemy. You're not supposed to let the devil run over you. He set you free from sickness, you can be healed. He set you free from fear, you can be in faith. He set you free from all the things that would hinder you from walking in love, you can be established in love. In fact, the Bible says we're commanded to walk in love, and we're to bring that fruit forth in our own life. God has given you authority over the devil. And you must be established in this as knowing who you are in Christ. Luke chapter 10, verse 19 says this, "Behold, I give unto you power." The word power is the Greek word exousia, meaning authority. "I give unto you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy." The second word power in this verse of Scripture is a word dunamis, meaning ability. He says this, "Behold, I give unto you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the ability of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." God's given you authority. You can take that authority and stop the works of the devil in your life. Your authority will cancel and stop all the ability of the enemy. Now, the enemy has a lot of ability. He brings destruction on people. But the authority delegated to you will stop the ability of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you in your life. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19 says this, "I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." God's given you the authority to bind or to loose. It's here on earth, and it will affect that which is in the heavens. In fact, if you look up this scripture in the Greek for heaven, you'll find that the word heaven used here three times is in the plural in the Greek. It says this, "I give unto you the keys of the kingdom of the heavens." Keys are means of access into the kingdom, which is the rule and the reign of the heavens. And we've got to enter into ruling and reigning in the spirit that's going to affect our life today. "Whatsoever you shall bind or tie up on earth shall be bound in the heavens. Whatsoever you shall loose or untie," that means on earth, "shall be loosed in the heavens." You have authority over the devil. And you, through the keys of the kingdom that have been given, can bind, loose, untie, stop the works of the devil. And this is important. You've been given this authority in Christ. You're expected to take this authority. You're expected to use your authority and triumph over the works of the enemy. James chapter 4, verse 7 says this, "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Do you submit yourself to God? You submit yourself to God through doing his word. And if you are submitted to God, he says, "Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." You are to resist the devil. The understood subject of that is you resist the devil. You know, there's some Christians that they always want to go to God and ask God to get the devil off their back. They're praying to the Father to deal with the devil and get rid of him, deal with this problem. When instead God has given us the authority and he told us to resist the devil and he'll flee from you. You should resist sickness and disease. You should resist fear. You should resist poverty. You should resist sorrow and depression and everything that the devil would bring against you and cause that to flee from you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says this, "Be sober. Be vigilant." Vigilant means watchful. "Because your adversary, the devil, You must know who your adversary is. Get your eyes off of people. People aren't your problem. And don't sit there and think that, well, this is just the circumstances of life. No, this is the devil bringing these things. And don't blame God and think that God's doing these things. God doesn't bring evil on people. It's the devil who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus comes to bring life and life more abundantly. Your adversary is the devil. As a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. He's seeking to devour you. But praise God, you can get the victory. What's the Bible say? In verse 9 it says, whom resist steadfast in the faith. What's God say? You're supposed to resist the devil steadfast in the faith. That's why we've got to walk by faith, not by sight. Steadfastly, if we resist him, then we will overcome and we will have the victory in our life. We've got to learn to take authority over the devil. There's a scripture in Mark 16:17 that says this, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. In my name they're going to cast out the demon spirits. You have authority over the devil. And God wants you to cast him out and drive all the demonic spirits out of every area of your life and be set free. How are you going to do that? Through the authority of the Lord and becoming strong in the Lord. There's a scripture in Ephesians 6:10. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. How do we put on the whole armor of God? By getting the word in us in every area of our life. And that will cause us to be strong or inwardly strengthened and outwardly manifesting strength because we speak forth his word and we release it against the enemies. Remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. People are not your problem. But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. You take that armor of God, start wielding the sword of the Spirit, driving out the enemies, and stand steadfast and watch God bring forth the victory for you in your life. God wants you to triumph. He's given you authority. Start taking your authority over the devil and drive him out of every area of your life and start taking hold of the blessings of God and watch the victory come forth. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.